what's up, everybody. Chad Kalick here, and welcome back to the In a Crowded Room podcast, where on this episode, we are going to talk about the madness that is ensuing in Miami with the Miami Mall alien story, which is becoming more and more bizarre by the minute. And I think when I share my overall thoughts with you on this story, you might be a bit surprised as to what I think is actually going on down there. But before we get to that, I wanted to let you guys know that I do have a 2023 kind of year-in-review wrap-up podcast done that I have recorded. I just have to edit it. And I also discuss what I think is on the horizon in 2024. So that will be released either tomorrow or the next day. But I just wanted to get this podcast about this Miami story out because it seems to be changing by the hour. And there's a lot of really, really bizarre things going on with it, including some new footage of some really intricate-looking, quote, aliens. So we're going to discuss that footage. I'm going to tell you guys what I think about it. And we'll get into that. But I did want to wish you all happy holiday season. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. I hope you guys enjoyed your new year. My new year was wonderful. I was alone with Laura watching the New Year's fireworks on television, and it couldn't have been any better when I stopped and considered that exactly 1 year before I was in the fight of my life at a hospital. So it was a very emotional New Year's for me. And a lot was learned in this last year. So I hope you guys do listen to that podcast when I release it. Again, I think it'll be probably tomorrow or the next day. But yeah, I'm super excited for the year to come. And we are going to have a couple of really exciting announcements in the next couple weeks here as well. A couple this week and one next week as well. So get ready. It's going to get fun. Things are getting back to normal. I'm getting stronger and stronger every day. The arm is doing great. The hand continues to improve. I have a full motion of my arm back. The hand, I could do about a half of a grip right now, which is incredible because, you know, a month ago I could barely even move my fingers. So it's going really, really well. They do project a full recovery if I just keep doing the work. So everything is going really well. And again, you guys will hear all the details about everything in Harbingers, which I'm going to save my update on Harbingers for the next episode as well, because there is a lot to report for you guys. Good stuff coming your way. All right, let's get into it. Miami. So, it depends on who you ask as far as what happened, but supposedly, on New Year's Day, January 1st, there was that night at the Bayside Mall in Miami, there was a group of kids that let off some fireworks inside the mall, and reportedly got into a fight. And it was a bunch of kids, like 10, 15 kids, all kind of fist fighting back and forth. And the police would have you believe that that caused a panic. And everybody inside the mall just went sprinting for their life. And there is footage of tons of people running like their life is on the line, just sprinting out of the mall like, you know, a bomb went off inside of it or something. But what was really bizarre is in one video, I was able to count over 65 police cars. There was an incredible police force that showed up outside of this mall. There was helicopters, SWAT was there. Like I said, over 65 squad cars, an estimated 130 police officers, which you know, begs the question of why was there this type of a response for, you know, a fight between a few kids? You know, let's also remember, this is Miami. This is a fighting town. This is not anything crazy to have a fist fight take place at the mall. Well, that was the official story from the Miami Police Department. They simply said there were a bunch of high school age kids that let off fireworks inside the mall and they got into a fight, and that scared everybody. And the police response was just because they felt they needed the manpower because a lot of people were scared, they said. Now here's where the weirdness comes in, and it's going to get even more and more weird as I continue to explain all this to you. 5 days later, after this happens, and that's a weird part of the story too, 5 days later, the night of the 5th, actually into the 6th, the story emerges on the national news, okay? National news. I mean, we're hearing about it out here in Los Angeles, the other side of the country, about reports that on January 1st, there were these 8 to 10 foot, they were called shadow aliens, were these large aliens that were described by people who supposedly saw them as these creature-looking, non-human, creature-looking figures that were anywhere from 8 to 10 feet tall. Very similar to the reports that we heard out of Vegas in the backyard. Remember, they said there are these dark creatures, black in color, that were 8 to 10 feet tall. Same exact reports in Miami. And supposedly these things just showed up and started moving through the mall. And people who saw it were terrified and took off sprinting and running as these things just moved, you know, around, passing people by, going towards people. The initial question is, well, where's the footage? Well, initially, people were saying that they did film, you know, what was going on inside the mall, and they did try to film these things, and there were two reports. One report was that when they tried to film, that these creatures had some kind of ability to jam their cameras and mess their cameras up. The other report was that there were some people that were able to film these aliens, and that police rounded people up before they would let them leave outside of the mall, and they went over their phones. They went through pedestrians' phones, and they either confiscated the phone or they deleted the footage of these alien figures. Now, on the 7th, because I've been tracking the days on this, because it's whenever these stories come out, I know how these things work. They just, the main story hits, and then people dig in, and then you really get the goods a few days later. Well, the 7th, the following day, there was an individual that came out and said he was inside in the mall, and he described these, 8 to 10 foot shadow-looking creatures that could disappear and reappear, almost like it was moving dimensionally. And if you watch, you know, him discussing, at first when I saw this video, I thought he was kidding, because when it, at the beginning of the interview, he says, when I saw him, it freaked me out because there was, everybody was running. Fat girls were running.
It's like crazy. Like, we just see all these people running, like, you know, fat chicks, you know, old ladies, like I'm talking about moving.
And I'm like, dude, what a brutal thing to say. Fat girls were running. Like, what a poor choice of words, or what an asshole, you know? And, so I didn't really believe this guy's story just because of the way he was talking. But there were moments of his interview that seemed, semi-truthful.
So, you know, my girl, she's like, what's going on? I'm like, fuck all that. We out. Like, I'm not going to ask no questions. We just going to follow the crowd. Next thing you know, real, like, gunshots start going off. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, we trying to follow the crowd, get out of there. I look back, no cap, yo. No cap. I look back. It looked like a big ass shadow, but it was solid at the same time. Like a few shadows, but they were solid at the same time. And it almost looked like they was coming our direction, like they was chasing us, but they was disappearing and reappearing closer. So I'm like, yo, what? So we start really moving.
But my intuition was correct, because the following day, he came back online, this gentleman, and said, yo, you guys gotta, chill out. I was trolling. Turns out this gentleman has never even been to Miami. He wasn't from Miami.
Yo, y'all gotta chill. Yo, this shit crazy. I never been to Miami in my life. I was dead trolling, yo.
He was just a guy that saw an opportunity to make some waves and took it. But in the days following, there have been at least three different people that I've seen that have come forward to give their account of what happened inside the mall. And they all have, very similar stories. Same thing, that there were these large black creatures that seemed to almost glitch, like in and out of the matrix, so to speak.
I looked up and I see this 10-foot creature just like moving side to side. The images was like cutting in and out. It wasn't clear. He was fading in and out of like reality, I guess. And then three other ones appeared and they was fading in and out of reality too. It's like they wanted to be here, but it's like we had the power to see them, but we couldn't see them.
So as we running, we look back and we notice some weird shapes taller than me. I'm 6'2", shadowy, dark, solid shapes, not human. I promise you, these is not human. I mean, it made the hair stand up on my skin. And shit, we just booked it for the doors after that, man. It was just hard to let that sink in, that we was realizing what we looking at. I mean, it's something you can never even create in your head in a dream.
Like, I literally have been getting interrogated by the Miami Police Department for days, my dude. This shit is so real, man. Like, everybody saw it. There will be more reports coming out. There will be more reports coming out on this, man. But I just wanted to go on record and speak my truth.
And there was this one piece of footage going around initially that was supposedly, one of these large aliens walking right in front of the Bayside Mall, right by the stairway, which I could have told you that footage right away was just people walking, and they just lowered the resolution, basically, so the people blurred, and it looked bigger than what it was. But in these stories, it's hard to tell if, you can take these accounts as anything real, even though the three different people that I saw, even though they looked believable, none of them offered footage either. They all had their own reasons as to why. One was scared and he took off running. The other one tried to, but his camera glitched. The initial kind of take on everything is that, this is BS, and then yesterday a piece of footage comes out, that I have right here for you guys to view. And this is some pretty trippy footage, and, I'll play it here for you and I'll tell you what I think of it. Right after. But here it is. This is the footage that came out that are supposedly these aliens walking on the ground. I guess they could stand up and they were 8 to 10 feet tall. But when they would move, supposedly they would fall on the ground and kind of move on all fours. And here is that footage. Check it out. Well, as creepy as this footage is, I can assure you 100% that this is fake. This is absolutely CGI. The tail movement on this large cricket-looking alien, not only is incredibly fluid, that tail movement is exactly the same with every step that it takes. You could literally cut and capture its tail movement and then repaste that exact tail movement over its body with every step that it takes and lower the opacity, and the tail moves exactly the same with every step, which tells you that it is, in fact, a CGI creation. And what I mean by that is, for example, if you filmed me walking and I took 10 steps, or any human being, there are no two steps that every part of my body will move exactly the same. My hand will sway a little bit more to the front or the back, or there will be a shoulder movement slightly, with variation. And it's the same with anything with, like I said, movement, any kind of joints or anything like that. Anything walking, there will be no two identical steps. And that's the biggest telltale sign in this footage. Is the mirrored steps that it takes. People seem to believe that whenever footage looks degraded, or when it looks like it's fuzzy or out of frame, that somehow means that it's not CGI. As much as I love Tyler and Secure Team, and I think he's great for the field, he always thinks that if something is degraded, that it can't be CGI, which it is 100% the opposite. The more degraded footage is, and the more pixelized it looks, the easier that it is to create, because you don't have to get the detail right. You just got to get close, and then you basically use really shitty compression, and you get these kind of really cool-looking creatures, but they're kind of blurred and pixelized, as this footage is. So, this footage definitely is not real. I wouldn't be surprised if this footage was from some, underground sci-fi movie that I've never seen yet. Or it was just someone's creation that they did in their bedroom, to make it look interesting and to add more to the story. It is cool footage though, but I promise you guys, this is not real. But here's where the story gets weirder. So, obviously, my initial take on this is, without any footage that, I could absolutely verify as being real, and without anybody's, story, being backed up, you think, like, in a story like this, you think there'd be more than three people with the same narrative, right? You would think that people would be blowing up their TikTok and their Twitter and their Instagram with everything they witnessed. And that isn't the case. So, of course, my initial response was, well, the footage is fake. The whole story's fake. It's all, there's nothing here, right? There's no there. But here's what's strange. There's also no there with the police story, because you would also think that there would be tons of kids that had footage of the fight that took place. There is footage of a fight taking place, but I don't know where that fight is. Nobody from this massive fight has been interviewed. There was one person that they interviewed about the fight, and it turns out that it was a kid who was not even there, did not witness the fight, was nowhere near it, and just heard about it. So why on earth was nobody from this fight interviewed? Why is there no footage from the kids, right? These kids, there was just a story in Las Vegas, a terrible story, about this kid who got beat up and actually killed by like 7 or 8 dudes, just stomped this kid out. And it started out with a fight. Basically, this kid got in a fight with another kid, and all his friends jumped in and just gave him a big boot party. And unfortunately, they beat on this guy until they killed him. And how all of these kids got caught is a couple of them, you know, their dumbasses went home and loaded footage onto their Facebook page and onto TikTok. So you would think that if there was a quote, the way the news station and the police described it, that it was a damn near brawl that went down, a damn near riot in this Miami mall, which is why there was such a massive police presence, you would think somebody would have, you know, footage of this. Anybody. You would think any kid. I've yet to see a single piece of footage from any kid that was involved in this supposed massive fight. I've seen no footage from the people that were supposedly running for their lives. It also doesn't make any sense that, you know, hundreds and hundreds or 1,000 people would be sprinting for their lives because a fist fight broke out between a few kids. That doesn't make sense. There are no adults interviewed that witnessed the fight. None. And please, go on Google and look for it yourself. I couldn't find it anywhere. The only people spreading this narrative are newscasters. The police presence has not been explained. Why would there be 65 police cars, SWAT, aerial helicopters? Why would there be this large of a presence for, you know, a short-lived, a very short-lived fight that broke out, supposedly? So there's no footage of anything that the police said happened, except for there is footage of, like I said, a fight that looks like it's between, you know, 10 to 15 people. In fact, the one person that's kind of getting the business, that person's fine. They get knocked down. They get kind of punched on the head a few times and they hop back up quickly. And the people that were fighting him take off sprinting away. The whole thing is the quote fight that they're talking about. The whole thing is over in less than like 10 seconds. You know, the footage of the fight breaking out until it's over and kids are running literally is like less than 10 seconds. So why was everybody running in fear? You know, why aren't there more people talking about what occurred there? Is there any legitimacy to the story that the police outside, which there was a massive police presence, were rounding people up, taking their footage and telling them not to speak about it? Because that's the narrative, that there were cops and supposedly FBI, I'm hearing this as well in the rumor mill, that basically rounded people up. If that were the case, then that would kind of explain why there's no footage out there of what occurred, and there's only a few people talking about it. But as it stands, there is no more footage for the police story than there is the aliens story. So what is going on? What is happening? Is this just a sign of the times? Is this what, you know, we have to look forward to in the future because of the kind of soft disclosure? I can tell you one thing, it's fucking weird as hell to turn on the TV, you know, or go to your YouTube or wherever you get, you know, your news. I mean, how bizarre is it that in today's day and age, you know, going from, you know, it being completely taboo to even mention UFOs to like the consistent lead news story is about whether or not this alien mall invasion in Miami was real or not, you know? Very bizarre. But I do think this was intentional. And follow me here. If there was going to be some kind of fake alien invasion, there's going to be many different, psyops or test runs, if you want to call it that. If you look at Vegas, it started out small, right? It was one family saying there were these large, you know, black shadow aliens that were in our backyard. And the police showed up and the guy says, the cop says, yeah, my buddy saw something in the sky and this might have been it. And then there's footage that comes out, and I looked at that Vegas footage a million times. I can't see anything, but there's people that swear that in that footage you can see the outlines of these aliens. But that became like a story, right? And everybody went with it. People took it seriously. And now here's another story that comes out right away, right when the new year starts, right in the middle of all this, congressional hype with all the aliens. And, you know, here's another big story. And now it's, the aliens didn't show up in the backyard like they did in Vegas. They showed up in a mall. And just like in Vegas, you have some people telling the story that in their, interviews, they seem, like the three people that I saw, they seem somewhat credible. But again, there's some footage that's out there, but it's highly suspect. But there's also nothing to say that the alternative story happened either. So you're kind of left to wonder, did it happen? Just like the Vegas story. And how does America respond to it? I mean, let me know what you guys think in the comments, but don't you find it strange that every news outlet, every like news station, print media, newspaper, news outlet online, like everybody simultaneously picks up this story 5 days after it happened? 5 days. Like on the same day, not on the first, this story hits everywhere on the sixth. Now, if you look into Project Mockingbird, it was called, this is a real CIA project where the CIA embedded agents and individuals to have a controlling interest in the media, like in every aspect of the media, from print media, whether it was television, newspaper, and that still exists today. I mean, this is how we sell wars. It's how we sell anything, basically. If we need a bigger military budget, if we have a political agenda that we want to get, passed, the media. This is how it gets done, correct? So whenever I see a complete bipartisan sweep of every damn media outlet, in the world simultaneously taking over a story like this that seemingly lacks, any real credibility in regard to either end of the story, whether there was a fight and everybody went, screaming and running, or whether or not there was, in fact, some kind of creatures that showed up in a mall. When everybody is, carrying this story at once, to me that just screams PSYOP, and it seems like the next level of, testing how will America respond, right? How will America respond? COVID, to me, seemed like a lot of that was going on. That was one big, gigantic test, I think, at least a part of, the whole COVID experience that we all lived through. I think part of that was just seeing what will Americans do if they're told. If the government says, do this, how long will people, do what they're told? That was the crazy thing about COVID to me, especially living out here in California. All the COVID laws and all the lockdowns and all that stuff, it existed until people finally just said, fuck it, I'm not doing it anymore. I mean, the public really controlled how long it existed. And what I mean by that is, as long as people were willing to be told what to do, that's exactly what happened. Out here in California, I mean, that went on forever, man. until people in California were finally like, listen, I don't care. I'm opening my business. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not staying in my house. I don't give a shit. I'm not wearing a mask. I mean, but it went on forever, you know, and it was a great, great way to test, you know, how does the public respond to like a pandemic type of thing when the government, you know, becomes like the protector and tells us all what we're supposed to do and what we have to do. I look at this, the story like this as the same way as like the next story, the next escalation from the Las Vegas story, you know, of the family with, hey, the aliens showed up in my backyard. You know, like I said, no real strong evidence whatsoever, but simultaneously, every news outlet and every news agency picked up the story, and it became like headline news. Same thing. The biggest telltale sign with this one, like I said in Miami, the fact that this story didn't hit, you know, news media wide until 5 days after it happened. Really think about that. 5 days after it happened, everybody just happened to pick up the same story? Everyone? Doesn't make any sense to me. But anyways, I want to know what you guys think of this. Do you think that there's any possibility whatsoever that there was any real alien presence in the mall, the Bayside Mall in Miami? Do you think this was a psyop? Do you think this was just a story that got out of hand? People just having fun? And if so, you know, why isn't there tons of footage from kids of this big fight? And what is the explanation for having a police presence that big? Like I said, there was SWAT team, 60-plus police cars, hundreds of police officers, helicopters. I mean, it was just all of this for, you know, a 10-second fight between 15 kids. Does that seem weird to anybody? I would love to know what you guys think. But that is my honest opinion. I think this was a very obvious example of a psyop. I think it was a way to test the heart rate of America to see, you know, how afraid, you know, is America of the idea that, you know, you may be rolling around your mall one day and suddenly aliens appear. You know, does America have a taste for this? Or does their pulse race at the thought of aliens showing up? I think these are important questions to answer if you are planning on, you know, introducing the concept or the idea that there will be some invasion of some kind happening in the near future. Really interesting times we are living in, guys. Really interesting times. Again, leave me your thoughts in the comments. There are no wrong answers here. It's honestly just, I would love to know your opinion on this. Let me know what you guys think. And it's good to be back, everybody. Happy New Year. Let's make this the best year we have ever had. I am all about it. My friends, I will be back tomorrow with more. All the best.